Principle number two, makia. Energy flows where attention goes. The second principle of huna is a concept called makia. It means energy flows where attention goes. This concept indicates that we must be aware of our focus. We should be mindful of what we put our attention on, because whatever we put our attention on immediately amplifies and surrounds itself with our thoughts, words, and deeds. Thought forms accumulate with other thought forms of a similar vibratory nature. To achieve our goals, we must stay on target. Our experience indicates that the foundation of a true master is the ability to control one's thoughts and to direct those thoughts in a focused way to the highest and purest considerations. We've had the privilege of meeting some of the world's most incredible psychics and spiritual healers. The questions we always ask them are, what turns the power on? How does it work? How do you bend that spoon? What do you have to do to activate healing energies? Here's what the answer always is. I just have to put my attention on it. Again, energy flows where attention goes. Some people are able to manifest more with their attention than others. Some people have stronger psychic powers than others. And some people are capable of manifesting more extreme synchronicities than others. This appears to be due to each individual's station in their soul's journey. Most of us have been confronted with unresolved burdens, the karma of our own doing or from our lineage, or challenging life lessons that have been a damper or an obstacle to living a fully potent life. And yet some people seem to have blown through all or most of their resistances as if they have cleared out a log-jammed river. This appears to have much to do with the directing of one's attention away from one's burdens, karma, and onto one's goals. The power of writing. There is a soul technology that we know for a fact increases the speed of manifestation for everyone, and that is to simply write things down. Write down your goals and plans and you immediately and powerfully influence reality. A written goal is able to maintain the focus of our energy like a laser. It is a way of gaining leverage on the universe. Anais Nin said, if it is not written down, it doesn't exist. When you write something down, you activate powerful, invisible forces. Consider the wizard archetype. The magic words are inscribed. The words are runes, symbols. Every letter is an organized pattern or song. Written words are literally spells. The act of writing invokes the universe's hidden manifestation powers. This is from Dave Wolf. Both my brother and I attended Super Camp the summer when I was 14. Super Camp is a summer camp that teaches accelerated learning and success skills. This was 1984. This is when and where I first met success guru and friend Anthony Robbins. It is one of the places where Robbins launched his career. Although I did not keep going to Super Camp every year, my brother stayed with it each summer and accumulated Super Camp educational materials. Some of these included audio tapes of Anthony Robbins' lectures. One of these audio tapes was a goal-setting workshop. One day I found this tape at my mum's house. I decided to play it. Suddenly I was transported there. In that workshop, Robbins had everyone set their goals. So they all did their goal setting, wrote them down, and then he had people share a few of their goals. He was teaching the power of writing down a goal, and then sharing it out loud. Well, a young couple shared the goal that they were going to win the lottery. And Robbins resisted and essentially said, "You can't write down a goal like that, that's impossible." He wanted more realistic goals that could be achieved. And yet the couple insisted and said something to the effect of, "No, we want to keep this as our goal. We're writing it down. You told us to do this, and we believe we can do it." Well, several months later, they won the lottery. That's when I started writing down goals. Energy flows where attention goes. When you write something down, you are ordering from the menu of the universe. You can select anything. Think about it. Reflect for a moment on the quantum reality, the infinite correlation to the quantum field. Think about how many cells are resonating right now in your body, communicating with each other. Think of the consciousness of your entire lineage in your cells right now. Think of the memory of just yesterday in your soul. Right now. When you start adding this up, it's absolutely infinite. Every second, what's going on? We're not even getting 0.0000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000 But when we order on the menu of the universe, by writing something down, a magic event occurs. We begin to consciously select out of an infinite number of choices where we will place our attention. Goal setting is a technology. It is a way of gaining leverage on the universe. Writing goals down is a way of amplifying a prayer. In any situation, at any instant, during the mystery of a sudden opportunity, for a prepared, goal-oriented individual, the direction is revealed and a way is shown. It appears that the world makes way for those who know where they are going. As you write down your goals, you are telling God or the Creator or nature or infinite intelligence which way you are going. Take heed of the tried and true saying behind the goal-setting gurus. You must be specific to be terrific. The more specific we are about our goal, the more focused is our attention. Our goal should also be in the present tense, as if it is happening now. Additionally, our goal should be positively framed as something we are moving towards and not away from. How to set technologically superior goals. Example, a technologically incorrect goal. I hope I will get rid of my junky car. Analysis. This goal is in the future. I will. This goal doesn't state the goal, what one is moving towards. It contains what one is moving away from, the junky car. A technologically correct goal. I drive a brand new hybrid vehicle that gets great gas mileage. Analysis. This goal is technically correct. Technologically superior goal. I drive the best ever brand new hybrid vehicle that gets the best gas mileage ever. Analysis. This goal, by using the word ever a couple of times, opens the delivery of the content of the goal to divine powers outside oneself. Remember, words are invocations. Words have weight. Example, technologically incorrect goal. I am going to get out of this terrible relationship. Analysis. This goal is in the future. I am going to. This goal doesn't state the goal, what one is moving towards, and it contains what one is moving away from, a terrible relationship. technologically correct doll. I have a great relationship with the partner of my dreams. Analysis, this goal is technically correct. Technologically superior goal. I have the best relationship ever with a partner who is beyond my wildest dreams. Analysis, this goal, by using the words ever and beyond, opens the delivery of the content of the goal to divine powers outside oneself. Example, technologically incorrect goal, I need to lose weight. Analysis, this goal is in the future, I need to. This goal doesn't state the goal, what one is moving towards. It contains only a problem, needing to lose weight. Technologically correct goal, I have achieved my ideal weight of 110 pounds. 50 kilograms, swiftly and efficiently. Analysis, this goal is technically correct. Here's a technologically superior one. I am always at the best weight ever for myself, and I instantly achieve and maintain that weight in any situation forever. Analysis, this goal, by using the words ever and forever, opens the delivery of the content of the goal to divine powers outside oneself. Here's another example. Technologically incorrect goal. I will not feel bad. Analysis. This goal is in the future. I will. This goal doesn't state the goal, what one is moving towards. It contains what one is moving away from, feeling bad. Here's a technologically correct goal. I feel great all the time. Analysis. This goal is technically correct. This is also the most powerful type of goal, a way of being goal. Technologically superior goal. I effervesce with the most radiance, joy, and health, and I consistently feel the best ever. Analysis. This goal, by using the word ever, opens the delivery of the content of the goal to divine powers outside oneself. As we have seen in previous examples, this is the most powerful type of goal because it is a way of being goal. Writing things creates awareness. Sometimes simple awareness is all that is needed. Barbara Brown, in her book Supermind, The Ultimate Energy, recounts a study in which chronic headache sufferers were asked to keep a diary of the frequency and severity of their headaches. Although the record was intended to be a first step in preparing the headache sufferers for further treatment, most of the subjects found that when they began to keep a diary, their headaches disappeared. Goal setting is ultimately about deciding how you will deal with life's issues in advance. You can write your story down ahead of time to experience it the way you want it. This is from Dave Wolf. I've written down goals that I completely planned, things I planned to do on a trip that were arranged to happen a certain way. And when those plans fell apart, I just kept moving forward and found the goal would still be achieved by totally unexpected, even startling means. This has been enough for me to move from believing to actually knowing that written goals invoke the powers of the universe. My belief is that simply writing down a goal is often enough to give it momentum into the universe and create the outcome. Because I'm aware of the shocking power of setting goals, goal setting is a party, a treat for me, and a wonderful break from my daily schedule. Now, this question comes up frequently. Can you write your goals down with your computer? And the answer appears to be yes. That's been my experience. I've been doing it both ways, writing goals by hand and by computer, for more than 15 years now. When people have goals but do not write them down, they are simply killing themselves. Conversely, when people have the courage to write their goals down, then in that moment they are saying to the universe that they believe these things can come true, that they are possible. Immediately in that moment, the invisible forces come to their aid. The act of simply setting a goal is an act of faith. While science operates on practical theories built around things that can be seen, touched, felt, and manipulated, the art of goal achievement operates on an additional principle. Its power is potentiated only when the goal is believed and taken to heart with the power of faith. This is where quantum leaps happen in consciousness. Faith is central to all of life. We have seen that disbelievers, those who say they have no faith, those for whom only seeing is believing, will go to a doctor whose name they cannot pronounce and whose degrees they have never verified to receive a prescription they cannot read and which they take to a pharmacist they do not know. They receive a chemical compound they cannot understand, which they consume daily according to arbitrary instructions, all in trusting, sincere faith. If one can truly find a basis for high faith, the place in your heart to trust in yourself and the future, then great goal achievements are possible. This is from Dave Wolf. Why do we want anything in life? Why do we want the perfect relationship? Why do we want to be at our ideal weight? Why do we want success? Why do we want achievement? Why would we want $1 million? We don't want $1 million for $1 million. We don't want a vacation in Hawaii for the vacation. We don't want a beautiful home and a garden for its looks. We really want all those things because of how we think those things will make us feel. We think these achievements will make us happy, joyous, blissful, fulfilled, ecstatic, peaceful, etc. Is that fair? Now, almost nobody realizes that you can have happiness, joy, bliss, etc. simply by setting goals to be in such states. We call these types of goals ways of being goals. Instead of devising a strategy to go to Hawaii on a vacation in order to feel blissful, why not cut to the chase and create a goal to feel blissful all the time? This is exactly the path on which goal setting has taken me in my life. Why should I wait to be happy later when I can be happy now? I am the happiest person ever is a way of being goal. A way of being goal can occur for no reason and can be manifested instantly. By transforming our way of being to the highest states through goal setting, we automatically set up the prerequisite for the achievement of any person, place, or thing goal, because the type of person you are will determine, to a large degree, how readily you can manifest any person, place, or thing. The happier, more blissful, and more ecstatic a person you are, the more attractive and charismatic you are, and the easier you manifest anything you select. Ultimately, success is not something you achieve. It is who you are. It is a way of being. Goal setting is a day-to-day process. It is called a to-do list. From a practical standpoint in everyday life, run the day or the day runs you. Plan each day in advance and then execute the plan. The idea is to get the list down on paper or computer before each day begins. No business could run without things being written down. Certainly, your life is more important than any business. So write every plan, every preferred outcome, every goal in your journal or computer. Keep goal setting and achievement fun and exploratory. With graceful determination, plan the most helpful, most thrilling, most romantic, and most spiritual year of your life. In fact, through goal setting, plan the best life ever. Go with the flow. The proper superhero is a flowist, one who goes with the flow. Allow the natural flow to occur and accelerate towards goals wisely when events show up in favor of those goals. Nurture yourself as you pursue your goals through loving and compassionate feelings. There is no rush. Everything comes in its own time. Goal setting and achieving must be carefully balanced with going with the flow. Essentially, you can avoid stress by following synchronicities. Our experience has been that we cannot skip goal setting and just go with the flow of what's happening. Being lazy opens up the possibility of getting swept away by the collective momentum of others' habits of consciousness. We can work towards our goals consistently and synchronistically, not rigorously. By persistently creating momentum towards the creations we have chosen, our goals, by thoughts, words, and actions, we can precipitate the manifestation of the goal or goals. We can all learn to live by the metaphor of the tortoise and the hare. Slow and steady wins the race. Our friend Peter the Gnome says, "The faster you go, the longer it takes, and the more it costs you to get there." According to A Course in Miracles, infinite patience is the only thing that generates immediate results. Inspiration and goals. When we are inspired about something, something we love, time goes away and disappears. Because of the amount of energy that flows into the moment, there's no more thought of food, there's no more thought of anything else. It just all goes away. So, energy flows where attention goes and is amplified when we narrow this funnel down and write goals and dreams that inspire us. And when we start writing these inspirational goals and achieving them, we open the floodgates. We open the valves of abundance completely as we totally recognize who we are, how we operate, and why we are here. When we line up completely and totally with the inspiration of our mission in life, eternal abundance reigns upon us. Minimum optimum. We recommend that you keep your goals close at hand, written down and easily accessed so you can look at these as often as possible each week. We recommend that you condense your entire life mission into one statement, a mantra, or a couple of words. We recommend that you place all your goals into one computer file under one phrase, such as "the best goals ever." You can then take your file, which contains all of your goals and your mission, and meditate at a certain time each day on manifesting the entire content of this file. Meditating on the entire content of your goal file does not mean you have to review every goal. It simply means you meditate on the goal file. Why does this work? Because everything's made up anyway. You might as well make it up how you want it. Make it easy, efficient. The easy way is to put all your goals into one file and just meditate upon that file. In fact, during the sunrise or sunset, in addition to meditating on your goals file, you can also do yoga, qigong, mantras, and prayers while you focus your eyes on the first 1 to 10 minutes of the rising sun and or the last 1 to 15 minutes of the setting sun. This is an outstanding minimum optimum approach to successful living. Looking at the sun for a few minutes each day at sunrise or sunset resets your circadian rhythms and gives you more energy. In essence, Markia informs us of a new technologically upgraded approach to goal setting. Markia transforms your meditation into a laser beam of focus condensed to the simplest point, your goal file. Overall, the minimum optimum approach draws the principle of Markia into the following useful formula. Know your goals inside and out. Review and rewrite. Record your visions. develop in writing the action plans. Take action. Self-discipline is the ability to make yourself do what you should do, when you should do it, whether you feel like it or not. Use your laser beam focus. Be aware if your actions are bringing you closer to or further away from your goals. Be flexible. Refine your approach until you get the results you're looking for. Use the trial and success method. Learn from your successes and adjust your behavior accordingly. This is from Nick Good. Successful goal setting, taking it to the next level. That's what we're doing here. What are your goals? Have you made up your mind? Is that mind powered by the unshakable invincibility emanating from the depth of your soul? Are you unstoppable? My life experience has demonstrated to me that the only limits are the ones we believe in. Many of those beliefs, in fact, most of them, have been wired into our subconscious, primarily before the age of 7. Think about that for a moment. The emotional climate in our mother's womb, our parents' relationship, the family home, the state of the nest, the environment, the culture in which we formed at a very early age are the predominant factors which have defined our ability to believe in ourselves. This is phenomenal, significant information. This conditioning doesn't just define our mental states, but actually regulates the quality of life force flowing into our being. The vibratory recording of thoughts and feelings and actions you expressed, witnessed, and reacted to during the first 7 years of your life and ever since are still recorded within you. These recordings, if discordant, prevent us from entering the free flow and really interfacing in harmony with the underlying, ever-present force. These disharmonious recordings, until they are consciously erased, are a root causal factor in every disease and stress equation. I was once given 3 months to live. I could see the end of the corridor, a choice I had to make. There were 2 brown doors. It was a corridor in a hospital in England. The smell of my father's rotting corpse a few days before his funeral still burned in my nostrils. My brother's death 6 weeks after my dad was like acid poured on my soul. I was deafened by the loud snap in my head on the day of his passing. As a broken-hearted man, I chose to walk out the doors of that hospital, and more than a decade later, I'm sharing this tale with you. The power of goal setting saved me. I used to write my goals on the ceiling above the bed in which I slept. They were all in present tense. I am a super healthy, super happy, super successful embodiment of peace, love, and joy. I cannot be stopped. I was born into a violent, sad home full of judgment and denial. The local society was just as violent and judgmental. My mother could smoke 40 cigarettes every day and my father 60 or 80. They were both whiskey drinkers. They didn't get along. Anger and tears were the prevalent weather. I was born in the aftermath of my older brother's death. Can you imagine the environment in that womb? The vibrations of deformity in there. The opportunity to capitulate, to lack self-belief, to conform to distorted, disharmonious and toxic conditioning. That was the root of my disease. The program was erased, and I am still alive today. Goal setting is something I've been doing consciously for 25 years and more. Overcoming the odds, living mini miracles. Perhaps you have too. Maybe not all the time consciously, but investing energy in the mechanism. Achieving goals is fun and a critical skill to be proficient in. Vision, plan, action. That's the formula. enter into the associated feeling states of your desired outcome. Pray as if you have already received the thing. That's the way to get results. Trim. Adjust your strategies for acting out the attainment of the goal and stick to the plan. Vision early morning and night. Say yes and clap your hands. Encode your goal file with a trigger word and seed that word into your psyche on a subconscious level before sleeping. Create picture boards of your end results. Be sure that your goals totally align with your unique mission and purpose. When utilizing our Success Ultra Now Inner Journey audio program, SunPop, you can then receive assistance in lining up your soul's mission with the overall collective vision of heaven on earth. With SunPop, we have taken goal realization to the most extraordinary level. Raise your sights. Dare to embrace the vision of who you truly are. A cosmic being expressing yourself in an ocean of eternity. Frozen in the world of form. Temporarily, perhaps, on the verge of freedom. On a mission to become the embodiment of the living solution. What you think upon grows. Whatever you allow to occupy your mind, you magnify in your life. Whether the subject of your thought is good or bad, the law works and the condition grows. Any subject that you keep out of your mind tends to diminish in your life, because what you do not use atrophies. The more you think of grievances, the more such trials you will continue to receive. The more you think of the good fortune you have had, the more good fortune will come to you. That's by Emmett Fox.